Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Daryl Urbanski, your host as always. And today we have Reneli Dimalaluan, the founder of JNB Exectant and a trailblazer in offshoring and outsourcing. Reneli's journey from working late nights at Jollibee to leading a digital revolution is truly inspiring. With a Bachelor of Mass Communications from Southern Luzon State University, she transformed her passion for business into empowering opportunities for others. At JNB Exectant, she specializes in providing tailored support and seamless outsourcing solutions. Her story is a testament to resilience and dedication, proving that anyone can achieve their dreams with hard work and perseverance. I've asked her to join us here today to share her story and insights into back office operations and how to make your business grow. So thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Thank you very much, Daryl, for having me. I'm really excited about the opportunity to share my experiences and anything that I can help with to be able to, of course, encourage others as well to explore or explore different opportunities of working from home. Because, yeah, as you mentioned, I started way back when I was still in school. I started working before I graduate. I think it's because I'm so bored when I'm not doing anything. So I really always want to be on the go. I want to be always busy. So I was working at Jollibee and was actually a kitchen crew there. So
for those that don't know Jollibee, it's the McDonald's of the Philippines. It's a Philippines grown version of McDonald's, you could say. Jollibee, they're everywhere. So yeah, okay.
Yes, there are also Jollibees already international. So I think there's one I know and for sure in Seattle, Washington.
Wow, okay. What?
Ready. Yeah, but I think McDonald's is more popular overseas, but so Jollibee having to go.
So you're working at Jollibee, you're going to school. How did you get into running your own business? Are your parents entrepreneurs? Do you come from a family of business people?
No, actually, my father is actually a farmer and my mom is actually a full-time housewife. So
respect to all the farmers out there. Thank you for growing the food that I eat.
Yes. But I think it's not big business, but my grandparents and my aunties, they do sell meat in a market. So I think that's something entrepreneur as well.
Right.
So I think that's one thing that influences me to have a business. And ever since I was a child, I really wanted to have my own store where I sell anything. Like it was a very small dream. Like I just wanted a sari-sari store. And then as I grow into different, because I started from Jollibee, I started jumping different careers, different fields, different industries.
Right.
It's like I'm really looking for something. I'm looking for career growth and all those experiences that I've had. So from the very small position, like a kitchen crew trainer, and to being a secretary, being a call center agent, being more admin, and then growing into a system manager, training manager. Then eventually I found out that I can do business. Because to be honest, it was not really part of the plan to have my own business. But during my last corporate job, I was bullied. So it was not really a healthy environment for me. So I resigned from that company without having any job. And I started freelancing. Yes, it is. It's very scary because I don't have any idea about how freelancing work. I don't have any idea about how things work in the virtual world.
Right.
And it was around 2014, 2016. So freelancing is very new here in the Philippines. And I think what happened in the corporate world where I was really bullied and I was no longer happy and I didn't receive a support from the management about my issues. So when I decided to work from home or I just started finding a job, I was very lucky because just months later after I resigned, I found my very first online job, which is more on lead generation.
Okay.
Like all the experiences that I had, when you put it all together, you can run an entire business on your own.
So you learned all the pieces and you decided to do it as a whole.
Yes, exactly. That's how it happened. And then during the pandemic, so everybody is losing job. Mine is going well, very well. And then I decided to go in here in the province instead of Manila. So it was another blessing in disguise, because before we moved here, pandemic hasn't started yet. And months later, then the pandemic began. So it happened. Pandemic happened. So it's very strict in Manila during those times. So I was really happy that I was here. And I wasn't really affected. So my clients were still working together. Since I'm working from home, everything is virtual. I don't really have to go out. So it was very safe and I'm still earning. So it was really a good business during the pandemic. So it really booms. And during that time that some of my friends of my sister is going back here in the province, and they decided to leave their job, resign from their I tried to employ two people. I started with two people. I started training them. It's like the goal of cloning myself. So I cloned myself through them. So I provide them training. So everything that I learned from scratch. So they don't have any idea as well of freelancing or what are the things that we do.
Right.
So because one of them is actually works in a restaurant and she cooks. So she's a chef, something like that. So she's more in the kitchen. She doesn't have any idea about working from or other stuff that we do. And I teach her graphic designing, web design, admin support. And then the other one is more on a corporate HR. So I trained her to do accounting level, HR. So everything. So I trained them and started cloning myself with these two people. And that's how we grow. So we documented everything that we do during the training, how I train them. And then I asked them to do the same to every new people that we're getting. So yeah, so cloning yourself is really something that will help you.
Right. And
because you have the purpose of helping other people as well. So it's not like just earning, or it's not just about money. It's about being able to provide opportunity or job for other people, especially the ones that are trying to find jobs in Manila. So instead of them going to Manila, I can try to train them so that they don't have to go to Manila and they just work from home. So because everybody, my team, we are all working from home.
Right.
Although we do have an office here, and we have a very small office where we get together if we need to train to meet in person, we have that, but they have the options. So right now it's very challenging at the same time, because of course you need to be able to build trust
with
each other, because you don't see each other every day. You don't see people, are they really working or they're not working, so things like that.
How are you handling some of those challenges?
I think it's more on giving them benefit of the doubt. So it's really just trusting these people, showing them that you trust them, showing them that you care for them. And then for them, it's showing or giving back to you. So showing that they also care for you, that they are very concerned with the company. So because if you trust someone, they trust you back. So
do you time trackers or anything like that? Do you use any tools to help as well on top? Obviously, we do want to trust everyone, but like the number one shoplifters of most stores are staff. And that's just the proven, and that's like a retail. If it's a department store or something like that, staff steal more product than the shoppers do because they're there all the time. And there's an 80-20, right? It's not all staff steal, right? It's a couple of bad apples, but I'm just saying, to protect yourself as your company's growing, what are some of the other things? Obviously, there's trust. So you just have to trust people. And it sounds like hold them accountable to results. As long as the results are there, if they work an 8-hour day or a 7.5 or 6-hour day, you don't really care as much as long as the client's happy and the work is done, right? That's actually how FedEx created their USP. It was anywhere in the world in 24 hours or something. And they did that because they changed the incentive. They said, look, we're going to pay you this much per day. And whether you're here for 9 hours, 10 hours, or 2 hours, you just got to get everything off the truck into the plane, and then you can go home. And when they did that, people just started doing it and going home, and they would be finished in 1 hour, 2 hour, whatever. They cut their work. They 10x productivity because people just wanted to get it done and go home. And so aligning the incentives to the result actually was how FedEx became part of how FedEx became so big and had that competitive advantage, because everybody else was just clocking hours, but FedEx was like essentially paying for results.
Yeah.
So I didn't let you answer there. Are you using time trackers or anything like that? How do you maintain quality?
Yes, we still have time tracker. We still use that, but we need it for our clients. Mm. So I still, for example, they are paid 8 hours, but they only work 5 hours or 6 hours, as long as the output is there,
right.
As long as the, yeah, as you mentioned, the clients are happy. So that is something, because I do check in with the clients as well.
Right.
So what we do is we use this time tracker and we being transparent to the client. What are the things that we've completed for the week? And we do send this time tracker to our clients every Monday. So they do receive a report every Monday, listing down everything, what are the tasks that has been completed and how many hours or minutes that it took them to complete them. So everything. So we're very transparent with our client.
Right.
And it's also a part of repeating the process to your staff. So telling them how, why it is important, or why do you have to do this? So why do you have to log their time? What's the purpose? So I always teach them that, or I always tell them that it's something that help us, aside from, of course, billing purposes, it help us become transparent to our client.
Mm.
It gives us also the idea how long each task takes, because this data can help us in the future. So help tell them that, of course, being transparent, being able to provide this log to our clients, we earn the trust as well.
Mm.
So the more they trust them, the more business they gave us. I always tell them those things. So we are very open. So I also ask them if they're having any issues. So with their entries or about their time, but we are more on the result. So the result that they're delivering as well. I'm very vocal to them about the being able to deliver results, regardless if they work 8 hours a day or how many hours they could a day, as long as they deliver the results.
So
And of course, we do quality check as well. So the way that we do quality checking is we have one person who do the checking, and then they also have this peer-to-peer checking. Like they ask their seatmates or whoever is near to them to check their work before we submit to the client.
Got it. And so what I'm hearing you, and I don't know if people are reading between the lines, but it sounds like you got paid to learn all these different roles and all these different companies. Jollibee taught you standardized processes. You got to see inside of McDonald's, essentially, which McDonald's, the magic is not the burger. The magic is picking the right location and the training systems that they can replicate and deliver the same quality experience all over the world. So you got to see inside of a machine like that, all witness business systems at work. And then you learned all these other tools and skills like lead gen, which enabled you to be so busy and be able to have more work maybe than you could handle. Or you knew how to go get more work. And since you knew how to do the marketing and sales to get clients, it sounds like you focused on helping people, both sides, helping the clients that needed, that wanted to pay money, but also helping the people around you that you trusted that were capable by helping them learn a standard, repeatable process.
Yes.
So that way you could focus on growing the business. And then also, since it's a standard, repeatable process, you can create training material around it. You can train people on how to do it, and you can measure and track and do quality control on the outcome. And is that a fair estimate? That sounds to me like what I heard. Is that?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Right. Yes. So I'm helping the clients of Matcha VA here in the Philippines as well. So someone that they can trust, someone that we're going to be working with them to grow their business. So someone that will be partnering with them, not just working for the money, someone that really works and care for them, for their business. So that, and as you said, those things I really learned from the previous companies that I worked with, their business ethics, their values. It's I incorporated everything that I've experienced as an employee to the current company that I have, to AJNB Exactance, all the core values, taking care of the clients. So I think from the companies that I've worked with, it's more about that they're really taking care of their clients so that clients come back to them.
Right. I love that. I love that. What would you recommend to someone who's starting their business or struggling right now? Like they're either having issues getting clients or keeping them. It's a broad topic, but what would you recommend?
For someone who's starting, so if you want to find someone that is, I think you be open to help. So something like that. So be open for help. So because you cannot grow on your own. So you will always need help. And I would recommend that you focus on something that you love to do and learn the power of delegation. So that's how I started to grow, because previously I'm always hesitant to delegate because I'm worried about the quality. I'm worried that they may not be able to do it. I'm worried that they won't complete it in time. So things like that. But I started building process. I started documenting step-by-step procedures, recording videos so that I can show them how to do things. And I started delegating. And by delegating, I had the time, I had the power to do the tasks that I love doing, like lead generation, marketing, or talking to people, talking to clients. So things like that. So again, be open to help and master the power of delegation. So I think that's very important to those people who are starting in the business.
And where do you think things are going? There's been a lot happening geopolitically, technologically, AI, and all this sort of stuff. What are you watching over the next 5 years? How are you trying to make sure that you're still relevant and on top of things? What are you paying attention to?
Yes, actually, that's concerning, especially now that we have AIs. And that it's like they're saying that AI will take over everything, almost everything that humans does. But I think it's not going to be that way. And as long as you innovate, we should be innovating our businesses. So for example, for us at JNB Exactant, we don't stop innovating our offers. And AIs, they still need humans. So with you should take advantage of AI. You should not be afraid of AI, but more on innovation. So for you to stay in the business, you shouldn't always innovate. So that's the key for you to always stay in the business, innovation.
Innovate. And I guess if I had to extrapolate that, always innovate on solving your clients' problems better.
Yes.
Because ultimately, at the end of the day, you might be able to fool them into sticking with you a few months longer, but if there's a more excellent solution out there, at some point, they're going to get tempted to try it out anyhow. So the best thing you can do is try to be that excellent solution and bring it in-house. Is that, yeah, you'd agree
with
that?
Yes, that's why JNB Exactance tagline is creating efficient solutions. You don't stop. So there will always be the first process, the standard way. But from that standard way, you should always innovate that to make it more faster, to make it more easier. If you can incorporate automations to make sure that you don't take too much time to those repetitive tasks, then you should.
Now, how do you recommend juggling that with work-life balance or as being a mom? And how there's a lot of challenges because that sounds great, but where am I going to find the time to do this all?
As again, going back, delegation.
Delegation.
So you should, yes, the power of delegation, it will really help you go along the way or makes you grow. It takes you, gives you so much opportunities.
Right.
So the power of delegation. And of course, you should not limit your learning. That's one thing that I've learned lately or recently because I've been like, always, since I'm a work from home, I don't go out that much. I don't socialize that much. But then it feels like lately it's limiting my learning. You should never stop learning. Take new learning opportunities. So take trainings, attend networkings, talk to people. because you're gonna know that there are more things that you can innovate from the standard way that you're doing things. You will learn new things.
Yeah, I get that makes sense. And I always say, not everything in the jungle kills you and eats you. Some things just attach to you and feed on you for as long as possible. So you also need to take an audit of your day, how you're spending your time, and going, are all of these activities going to lead to the life that I want to live for myself? A movie that made a big impression on me as a kid was called Groundhog Day. And it's a story of this guy. He's a bit of a shady character. He thinks he's great, but not everybody around him thinks that. And waking up one day and he's reliving the day he just had. And then he goes through that day confused and he goes to bed and he wakes up and he's at the start of the same day again. And the movie is he's caught in this time bubble of him just reliving the same day. And it's the drama and the funny stuff that happens. But ultimately, he just surrenders that this is my existence right now. And I think he decides that if I have to live this day, I'm going to make it the best day ever. And so he really improves his character and improves who he is. He catches the cat falling out of the tree. He shows up unexpected and plays the piano and surprises everyone. And like all this sort of stuff. And then suddenly one day he wakes up and it's the next day. But who he's become stays with him. And yeah. I really love that because to me, it made me feel like I had to sit down and think about what would the 24-hour routine be that I would need to have everything I want when I'm 80 years old and love the life that I've lived. Like to love the life I live, to not get burnt out, and to love who I've become when I'm whatever, 80, 90, 100 plus. And I think that's a really powerful lesson because a lot of people, they're trying to live for someday, this day, when this happened, then finally, then this one, and then finally, but you have to figure out a way to pack it all in to one day and make the life you want. We're all going to be dead for a lot longer than we're alive. Don't be lazy about it is the answer.
Yes. And to me, I always review my day as well. So as you said, auditing my day, I do that. So if, for example, okay, you think I'm getting tired at the end of the day, so it feels like I'm doing too much. So I do have a spreadsheet listing everything, all the project, all the tasks, and then how many hours have been listed on my account. And then I'll check, oh my gosh, I'm over 160 per month. So it's like I'm over 40 hours per week. So this is not good. And by the time I'll compare what my team has. So I'll check the workload of everybody, see who has the capacity to receive new tasks. So I will delegate so that I can free up my time. And if I saw that, okay, the team is already loaded, everyone is so busy. So that's the time that we'll start, okay, it's time for me to hire a new people to clone another clone of myself. So it's always like that. So that's how I review my time. And if I'm not having, okay, I'm not having any time with my child anymore, like I cannot play with them, that means that I'm so busy. So right. I go back to my calendar, check my logs, check the tasks that I'm doing. What are the things that I'm doing every day? Why am I getting too tired at the end of the day? So I review and then check the data and then delegate. So it's always the process.
And how do you delegate effectively? How do you trust when you give somebody else something? Because a lot of times when people can't delegate is they don't trust it'll be done how they want it.
Yeah.
Or they can't delegate it.
Yeah, because that's really the fear when you start delegating. But so it takes time. So it takes time for, it will take your time, eat your time as you delegate. But if you follow the process, create a documentation, create a video of how you do things, how you want it done, tell them why it is important that it is to be done this way, the standard process, following the procedure, you have to explain it to them. What's your target? What's the goal for this task? They have to understand the purpose of why are they doing the task so that they will understand the output as well. So it's not easy, but as it takes for that person to do the task and you constantly or reviewing and providing feedback as they complete it, then it will be within your expectation as you go. And it takes some time, but it will be there. You just to be watching them, providing feedback as they go. And once they master the process and it's already within your satisfaction, then they can innovate the process.
Yeah, I think that's really good. You gave some great examples. First, you have to document the steps. You have to make a video to explain something they can review back. You have to also explain to them why it's important, and you have to have standards for the task. And this is really important because a lot of people, excuse me, a lot of people when they have a business, they're doing everything custom this, custom that, custom everything. And that makes it incredibly hard to delegate. It's incredibly hard to talent, and it requires you on everything. And that's where you really have to come up with a standard service offering or a standard set of packages that you offer. And there can be customizations, like you can add like ice cream, you can add sprinkles and some fruit or whatever. But generally speaking, it's the same multi-step process, so you can train other people for it. And then you reminded me, I think it's the, I don't know if it's the Boy Scouts or where somebody told me it, and I think they said they got it from the Boy Scouts, but they called it EDGE, EDGE, the EDGE method. Explain, demonstrate, guide them to do it under your supervision, and then empower them to do it on their own and come to you when they need help. So first you explain it, then you demonstrate it being done, and then you guide them to do it under your supervision. And when you know that they can do it, you empower them to do it without you and come when they have need help or have questions. I think that's a really powerful thing that for someone to learn. One of my mentors, he had this great phrase. I changed it, but he used to say, delegate as much as you can. So you're calling the shots, analyzing the stats, and copywriting. And I changed it just to say communicating. Delegate as much as you can. So you're calling the shots, analyzing the stats, and communicating, because that's what he meant. Copywriting is about communicating with customers, communicating with staff, communicating with vendors, communicating. Delegate as much as you can. So you're calling the shots, analyzing the stats, and communicating. And I think that's a really powerful, that's been a mantra for me for a long time to get to that place. Because I think that's where you're more working on your business versus in your business. And I think that's a really important distinction.
Yes, exactly. So you really need to understand that. And you need to be able to delegate more, really, so that you can work on your business. Because if you don't work on your business, then it will not grow. So as the business owner, you yourself needs to grow. You yourself need to see the purpose, and you yourself needs to be able to understand or have a clear path towards your vision or your purpose so that you can grow and the business grows with you. If you don't grow, then the business got stuck as well.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. Like again, if you look at Jollibee or McDonald's, they're never, you never pull up the drive-thru and they go, "Oh, Sally had a cold. Sorry, we can't feed you today." They exist to serve, they want to make money, sure, but they also exist to serve a purpose to the community. They solve a problem. People are hungry, right? People want to go sit somewhere and meet someone outside of their home, whatever. And that's the service that they provide. And they have to solve that problem. And the best thing that they could do is solve that problem and not have it be reliant on a single person, a single point of failure. And that's a really important thing. There's all sorts of parasitic businesses out there. We all know big companies that we hate dealing with because they don't treat us well. But generally speaking, the basic principle is to help, is to find a prospect, turn that prospect into a customer, and make them your friend, where the relationship basis is they pay you for help with X. And that X doesn't necessarily have to be delivered by you. You just have to be the one that they can know and trust will get it done. And if there's a problem, they'll trust that you'll be fair in solving it. And I think that's a really important, powerful point to that. So I love that. So, what are some of the habits that you think are most important in running a business? We've talked about some of these, like dance around them, but to really nail the nail it on the head, what do you think are some of the most important habits, daily or weekly, for a business owner to have?
You should be open to learning. So you should not be, very open to learning because that's where you can grow. That is where your business will grow as well if you're very open to learning. Because if you stop learning and then nothing will happen, you'll stop innovating. So nothing will, your business will not grow. So it's very important that you don't stop learning. So reading, talking to people, going out networking. Don't be afraid with the AIs. Instead, look for the positive things that it can help.
I love that. I love that so much. This has been a great call. Is there, Ray Nalin, is there anything I haven't asked you that I should have asked you?
I'm thinking, but I think you've already asked everything.
We've talked about a lot. Yeah.
Yes.
If people have questions, if people want to learn more about what sort of services that you can offer, how you can help their business, where are the best places for them to reach out and get in touch?
I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, and you can also email me. I'm also in iMessage, WhatsApp, so any channel that they want. So I'm very, I have, iMessage and WhatsApp. I'm on Positive 63 and my email, rainily@jnbexactant.com. And of course, our website, jnbexactant.com.
So go check out J as in jam, N as in night, B as in boy, exectant.com, exectant.com. That is jnbexectant.com. You can send her an email at reynely. That is reynely at jnbexectant.com, jnbexectant.com. Or you can shoot her a message. Is this your WhatsApp, you're saying? Like your WhatsApp, Viber, Telegram?
Yes, WhatsApp.
Phone number?
Yes.
We'll give the number. +63 917 808 1388. That is +63 for the country code, 917 808 1388. There we go. Ray, what's up? Ray, why did I do that from the beginning? Ray, this has been a great call. Appreciate your insights. I've got some notes here. Thank you so much for joining and sharing with us, knowing you've got your own staff, your own following, your own direct reports, your own family to take care of. Thank you for coming and sharing with all of us. We could all do a little bit better.
Thank you very much, Daryl. I'm really happy to be here. And thank